South Korean officials say President Roh Moo-hyun will head back home to Seoul as planned Thursday from his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. The two leaders are expected to conclude their three-day summit Thursday morning with a joint statement, despite a proposition by Kim Jong-il Wednesday to have the South's president stay a bit longer. Kim Jong-il invites Mr. Roh to engage in an additional day of summit talks. Mr. Kim later was quoted as saying the extra day of talks would be unnecessary. It is not yet clear whether the North Korean leader withdrew the extension offer on his own or if the South's president declined the invitation. President Roh arrived in Pyongyang Tuesday for the first inter-Korean summit in 7 years. The two countries remain technically at war 57 years after the North invaded the South. Mr. Roh says he wants to replace the 1953 armistice that ended fighting with a more permanent peace agreement. Cameras captured several exchanges between the two leaders as they met Wednesday. Sound quality was poor because microphones were kept at a distance. However, the world did get a rare glimpse of the North's reclusive leader. When Mr. Roh thanked Kim Jong-il for greeting him personally upon his arrival in Pyongyang, Mr. Kim offered a rare comment on his physical health. Kim Jong-il jokes, "I am not a sick patient, and I do not need to be loafing around the house all day." South Korean media have speculated that Mr. Kim is in poor health. A separate exchange following Mr. Kim's offer of a summit extension illustrated a difference in the two countries' political systems. President Roh says he has to check with his advisors about the North Korean leader's proposal. Mr. Kim responds, "Can't the president decide that on his own?" Absolute political power rests in Kim Jong-il's hands in the North Korean system. President Roh presented Mr. Kim with several dozen South Korean movie DVDs Wednesday, a gift political analysts say is ironic because North Korean citizens are prohibited from viewing such materials. For the past 5 years, President Roh has sought to engage the North with a policy of maximum generosity and minimal public criticism. Critics say hundreds of millions of dollars in South Korean aid and investment in North Korea have produced little in return and failed to prevent the North from testing a nuclear weapon last year. At a lunch to thank his South Korean entourage, Mr. Roh hinted at frustration during some of this week's meetings. He says whenever he tries to talk about opening up and reforming North Korea, Kim Jong-il and other senior leaders have demonstrated distrust. The North and South Korean leaders are expected to attend a mass gymnastics performance together Wednesday night. Despite earlier predictions, the performance would be canceled due to bad weather. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.